A few days later, Krzysztof and Stanislav had another surreptitious meeting in the bar. Krzysztof had finally come up with a plan to get rid of Itzkal.
Stanislav, you are going to bring me an extra uniform. I am going to sneak into the camp and kill Itzkal. I will escape before the murder is discovered.
Stanislav returned to the camp to fetch an extra uniform. On his next day off, he met up with Krzysztof once again and handed over the uniform. Krzysztof, early one morning, dressed himself in the uniform and appeared at the entrance to the Russian army camp. The guard who was on duty wasn't really paying close attention anyway, was probably halfway asleep, and motioned Krzysztof on through without another thought. Krzysztof marched forward with murder on his mind. He just wanted to get his sweet revenge. He didn't even care if he got caught, as long as he killed Itzkal first. At that very moment, Itzkal was sitting in his office. He was wearing tefillin, as he usually did at this time of the morning before urgent messages and communications reached his desk. As he finished davening, the yearning to go back to yeshiva took hold of him and gripped him so strongly that he just couldn't contain himself.
Please, Hashem, get me out of this place. It's been 12 years. I just want to go back to yeshiva and sit and learn Torah. Hashira ma'alis mimamakim kirasicha, Hashem. I just have to find a way. There has to be a way out of here. You know, I have been using all of my concentration, all of my wits, to come up with a way out of here. Maybe it's simple, like, I don't know, changing places with the milkman or something.
As the words came out of his mouth, he heard the squeaking rattling of an old wagon, and he could see through the window the head of the milkman sitting high on the bench of the milk wagon and talking to his horse, urging him on forward faster. Itzkal jumped to his feet and ran to the door.
Excuse me, Sergey. Come here, please.
Sergey jumped down from the bench and ran to Itzkal, who was the commandant of the entire camp. Sergey trembled, thinking he was in trouble.
What have I done? Commandant, please. I'm just trying to deliver the milk. Please be nice to me. I have a wife and 17 and a half children. There's a pair of pants running around. Please, I beg of you.
Just take it easy. Take it easy. I just need a favor.
Okay, what do you need? Do you need some milk? I will give it to you.
No. I don't need milk. I'm just gonna need your clothes.
Oh, you're just going to need my clothes. That explains. You're going to need what?
I'm just going to need your clothes. How does a bribe of 50 golden rubles sound to you? It's 50 golden rubles that I kind of got hold of when someone tried to escape and someone else let him escape, and it's a long story. How would you like to be the new owner of those 50 rubles? I will just take your wagon, I'll drive it a few miles outside of the camp, and I'll leave it at a prearranged location. Later, you could sneak out, and you could get your wagon back. All you lose is a few hours of your life.
It sounds amazing! Let's do it!
The milkman happily entered Itzkal's office, and Itzkal showed him to a back room where he could remove his milkman's clothes. Itzkal handed through the door a set of spear clothes. The milkman quickly changed into the spear clothes. Itzkal donned the milkman's clothes, including a cap that he was able to pull low over his eyes. He snuck out the back door of the commandant's offices, came around the building, and jumped onto the milkman's bench. He whipped the horses. The horses began running toward the exit of the camp. Within minutes, Itzkel had exited the army camp. He couldn't believe that after all that, it was so simple and so easy. But actually, it was not that simple at all. You see, Itzkel actually knew all along that Christoph would be coming that day to try to murder him. You might remember the day when Christoph met Stanislav in the bar.
Maybe, Stanislav, you and I can be partners in crime again to come up with a plan.
Oh, that would be lovely, Christoph. That would be lovely.
I'm sure Itzkel would be very interested to hear about this conversation.
It was only when Itzkel became aware of Christoph's plan that the idea began forming in his mind to take advantage of Christoph's reappearance in order to escape. You see, since Christoph would reappear, everyone in the camp would assume that Christoph had killed Itzkel, and a major search would not be launched. Itzkel would be able to escape safely and return to the Volozhna Yeshiva without having to worry for the rest of his life that the Russian army was searching for him. And that is exactly what happened. As Itzkel made his escape in the milkman's wagon, Christoph approached the commandant's office. He rushed toward the door. As he rushed toward the door, he removed his knife. He threw the door open and burst in.
So, Itzkel, at last! Where is he? I don't see him anywhere.
Christoph turned around slowly. Standing behind him were five soldiers with their guns pointed at him.
Excuse me? What do you think you're doing?
I'm here to deliver the mail.
Yes? With a knife in your hand? Will you please raise up your hands?
Of course.
The soldier pointed a gun at Christoph and put him under arrest. Just at that moment, the rest of the camp became aware that Itzkel had indeed disappeared. Soldiers talked amongst each other.
Most probably, Christoph killed him. That is why he was holding a knife in his hand.